wherein Simon Kaf Lamed Zion Sif Gimel Hamasker Bais Lechaver, someone who rents a house to his friend, Becheskes Batuk, under the assumption that it is already checked, because it's Yadal Nisam, where we assume that it has been checked, or if the rent person who's renting it out actually said that it was already checked, but Nimsa Shein Batuk, and then it turns out that it wasn't actually checked, Al Socher Livdok, then the obligation is on the renter to check. Ve'ein ha-mekachtelus, it's not called the mekachtelus, he can't ask for his money back. Even if he has to pay to find someone to check for him, he still can't ask for money back from the person who rented out the house to him, Shari Mitzvah, because he's fulfilling a mitzvah when he checks for the chametz, or pays someone to check for the chametz. And even though, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that for sure on the 14th, the chiyuv is on the maskir to check, still, if the maskir is not around, then the socher is obligated to check. We don't say it's a mekachtelus, since he rented it under the assumption that it was checked, because we have a rule of nicha leila enish lesavi mitzvah b'moneh, that a person is happy to fulfill mitzvahs with his stuff. And we don't say that if he would have known that it wasn't checked, then he wouldn't have bought it in the first place, because he would have even rented it in the first place, even if he would have known that it wasn't checked. Because people like doing mitzvahs, and the fact that he's complaining over now, says the Mishnah Berurah, is just because he found another house that he would have rather rented, or something like that. But the Ramah quotes, some say that he actually does have to pay the person the money, the person who's renting out the house has to pay money to the renter, however much he has to pay to find someone to check the house for him. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to this opinion, it's not that it's a mekachtos, it's just that he wouldn't have wanted to be mochel on this money that he has to spend for doing the bedika, but not that there's a mekachtos on the entire sale. The Ramah says this is only because he made it clear tonight that it was already checked, but if he didn't, then even on the 14th, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bistam, we don't say that he has to pay. And the Achronim Paskin, like the first opinion, that you never have to pay, because the person could say, Kimli, like the first opinion. If there's a house that has a chazaka that the masker did not check the house, but a woman, the wife, or a slave, or a child of the family says that they checked it, they're believed, as long as the katan is higia l'chinuch, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you're allowed to believe them. The reason is, says Mishnah Berurah, because bdikas chametz is only durabanan. It's been a Torah bittul's enough, and therefore the chachamim say that you could trust them on the durabanan level. But therefore, you can only be mekel before the sixth hour, when the socher can still do the bittul. But once the sixth hour hits, when you can't do bittul anymore, so then you can't rely on them anymore, and you would need to do the bdika as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, it's better not to have a child or a woman do the bdika if possible, as we have already learned.